Hey, everybody, this is Terry Miller from Off the Beaten Path podcast, kind of a big deal podcast, and the producer of Tackled and Carpool podcast. I use Anchor for all my podcasts for one simple fact, is it's easy, but it's also free, and they help me distribute it out to all my friends so they can listen on apps such as Spotify and Apple Podcasts, plus many, many more. You can also monetize your podcast with no minimum listenership, and you can create ads yourself so you can have fun and create awesome podcasts from your phone or from your computer, as well as edit them from both. Go to anchor.fm for more information or to create your new stunning podcast. I cannot wait to listen to your new podcast because Anchor has helped us create so much great content. Go to anchor.fm today to get started. Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Bye!
At American University, we don't just hope for change, we create it. We don't just dream of a better world, we make it a reality. With a graduate degree from AU, you'll access expert faculty and connections throughout DC to develop skills and experience to turn your passion into purpose. And that purpose can make all the difference in your career. Discover the difference a degree makes at american.edu/grad school.
Just Hey,
everybody. We are back from our Thanksgiving break.
It's off the beaten path.
It's off the beaten path. So thank you for bearing with us while we ate some turkey and got fat.
Green bean casserole.
So this week we have a friend from out of town. You've heard her before on a episode, bonus episode of the podcast. Estee.
Hi.
I had to. I was about to say, I need to go back and listen to the episode that you're on, because I've really only listened to recent ones that we've done. I need to, like, start back at the beginning and re-listen to our stuff.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, we were talking about how she had lived in Hawaii.
Yeah, I feel like I remember either, maybe I did listen to it.
Yeah.
Or you were just telling me about it.
I was probably just telling you about it, to be honest.
Yeah, probably. Well, anyway, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's a great time in my little office. That's where we record, if you didn't know, in my house, in my office.
Yes, in a quaint little office that's always a fucking mess.
It is. It's gotten a lot better, though.
It's gotten a lot better.
If I took pictures from episode one till now, you guys would be so impressed.
Yes, but we can't even use our Instagram, so.
We can't use it? Oh, you mean that, we're not using it?
Yeah, that was a knock towards you.
I thought you meant like we got banned. I was like, how? We're not posting anything. I'm sorry. I'm the worst. I will say it again, but my excuse is I work on social media a lot at work, and I'm just like not in a place with my life right now where I can commit to an Instagram account. We'll see. When I start going to the gym and establishing a more healthy routine, I'll see if I can squeeze Instagram in there. I gave up on my dog's Instagram, too. I don't ever post on that. I did really good for, like, 30 days.
So we're already jumping on the January going to the gym and healthy lifestyle routine?
Yeah, except I'm trying to start tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Before Christmas?
I posted in our works. We use a tool called Slack at work, which is, like, an instant messenger thing. And I posted in one of our channels. I was like, hi, my name is Stacy, and I'm buying a gym membership. Send me all your tips. I was like, also, anything body positivity that you can send me also to keep me motivated when I'm going.
All right. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the decade. So
I was confused by this. So Terry does not mean we're talking about different decades. We are talking about the past decade. I was all ready to talk about my love for 60s and 70s music, how awesome 80s movies are.
Well,
I wanted to start with that, to be honest, because there is so many great decades. Yeah. We were born in a great decade. So that's where I wanted to start with this was, what is your guys' favorite decade and what's your favorite part about that decade?
I would say, I don't know. Well, I would say I love the music of the 60s and the 70s the most out of all music. Like, I listen to that. Like, everything that plays at the Amber Light when I was working, anything that I played there is, like, what I love. How about you guys?
I don't know. I guess for music-wise, for me, it would be 80s.
80s.
You know, because you got Billy Idol, you got Judas Priest. You know,
Elton John. Yep. I was just thinking about Elton John today.
Love it. Have you seen Rocket Man?
Not yet. I've seen the Queen one, but I haven't seen that one.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's it. I gotta write it down so I don't forget.
Yeah.
Because I've been dying to.
She's been talking about this.
I have.
Nonstop.
I know.
How many episodes?
And I still haven't watched it.
Wow. Fuck your life.
Well, it's all my mom's fault because she was supposed to watch it with me and then she didn't. And she went and saw it with someone else. And so I'm chopped liver, I guess. I don't fucking know. Yeah, exactly.
So for me, probably music would be, I would probably say it's the 80s too.
80s. The early 90s is good too, but I think that's just because we grew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
But I like I like music from the 90s, like when I was born in the 90s. So like I like old 90s music, like from 92. And then, but I didn't start listening to that stuff till I was, I don't know, 13, like 13 years after it came out.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And, I would also say a little bit of the 70s.
Yeah.
Cause I do like 70s music, but probably mainly 80s. So, so it was so cool. So I just ran to my vehicle. To get the questions from producer Tracy. And by the way, I probably told producer Tracy like 25 times that you were going to be on this episode. So Deuce, when I walk in the door, he's like pointing and I'm like, what? And he's like, right there. And I'm like, what is it? And I see it and I was like, this guy knows me.
It's a shot.
He poured me a shot.
He even poured me a shot.
So
jerk.
With the decades, as you know, there's been many, many decades that have went past. With 2009,
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at you, but it was just funny. You're like, there's just been many, many decades that passed. It's like, fucking obviously, Derry. No, I love you. So it was just so funny.
From 2009 to 2019, there's something that's kind of a weird trend now. Like last year, there was 2018 and 2008, and they did that 10-year challenge. Well, of course, this year it had come back to 2009 and 2019. Did you guys partake in the
10-year challenge? Yeah, I did. I posted a photo from prom and then a selfie that I then changed right after I posted it because I posted the wrong selfie. First selfie I posted was all chin, and I was like, it's not happening.
She totally posted that, too. Like, she put on there, sorry, changed the selfie because the first one was just all
chin. I did.
Chin.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, and then I was like, well, now I feel like a fucking, like, liar. Like, I just, like, I'm like, nobody's paying attention to this shit but me. But I just, like, I felt disloyal. I was like, I gotta let the people know, like, it was not the first one I chose.
Oh, God. I didn't do it. I don't know. I didn't want to see how much I changed from junior, senior year to now.
Yeah.
I was just like, no, we're not gonna do that.
I know. It was a little sickening to see how tight, like, I got a little bit sad about how skinny I was. And I still have the dress that I wore to prom and it's in my closet, which just makes it worse.
So I did not do the 10-year challenge because it just reminded me and solidified the fact that I graduated high school 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And my greatest accomplishment in life is sitting in this fucking office and recording this podcast.
That's not bad.
Well, at least I made great friends doing it.
Yeah, and you're happier than you were 10 years ago.
I am a lot happier than I was 10 years ago.
That's all that matters.
Positive, yeah. Yes.
All that matters. And you've learned life lessons.
A lot of life lessons.
Yeah, I mean, shit, you've had a marriage start and end in 10 years. Yeah. Shit, should I not have said that?
No. Sorry. We could talk openly about it.
Okay. Oh, I feel like we have before, too.
We have.
Sorry. I just made that awkward. But yeah,
everything.
That was a lot. Yeah. I mean, if I think about my dad died, I graduated college. I bought my house. What the fuck? I bought the house that I'm sitting in right now.
Yeah.
I broke up with a boyfriend and been dating. But, like, it's crazy.
Yeah. You have a dog now. That's like your child.
Mm-hmm.
You cook my mom's been married and divorced. Every time I come over here, and it ain't half bad.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of crazy when you think back to like 10 freaking years, man.
Yeah. It seems like yesterday you and I were just sitting on the bus.
Yeah.
Like, really? Because I remember that so many stories from the bus.
Kennerdale or North Hartford?
No, we went to VoTech.
County School Technology.
Okay. I'm like, I'm not from around here. We have a VoTech, but it's like in, I think, Essex or something.
No, it was me, you, Carrie. Who else?
I wish I had a bus.
Mandy and Kyle. I remember them too. That one redneck right down here, Dan, I think his name was. Remember him?
Redneck neighbor named Dan? Dave
Pilichowski?
No.
Oh.
Remember, I think his name was Dan. He was redneck as anything. Skinny as anything, too. Oh, God.
Remember Skinny Dan?
I do not remember Skinny Dan. I'm so sorry.
He would always cause problems. Like, he would always be yelling the N-word on the bus.
Oh, my God.
And I think a couple of them, one of them wound up dying. I forget the kid's name. He wound up dying from alcohol poisoning. I remember that.
That's crazy, though, to think about, like, not to put this in a dark place, but to think about how many of my mom and dad's friends have died, I can probably count on one hand in the last 10 years versus how many of my friends that have died, and it's fucking crazy.
Yes.
Like, when my generation is dying off faster than our parents' generation. Like, I mean, I honestly, I'll just do it quick, but let me see if I can think of all, just to try. John, Pat, Matt, Troy, Evan, Chris, Brian, yeah, I mean, that's seven, and that was me doing it as quick as I possibly could.
Yeah.
And that was all in the last 10 years, I feel like.
And it's getting more common for our generation to hear it daily, too.
Yeah, it's like you're desensitized a little bit to it, which is fucking sad.
I literally went through that with my friend Eric's death, was where, when I first found out about it, I was very desensitized to it. And then when I found, like, officially knew that it was real, like it sunk in.
Yeah.
Then that was when it hit me. And
yeah, it's hard. Yeah. And not all of them for drug overdoses. I mean, one of the people that I named and one that I didn't, she wasn't really my friend. She was just a person that I had met, but she was my friend's friend, and we were the last people to see her alive. Two of those were suicides. Yeah. Like, so not even just all overdoses.
And one friend from high school, she passed in a car accident, and it's just
on a lighter note, one of my really good friends beat two different kinds of unrelated cancer. She got brain cancer, the rarest brain cancer you can get as an adult. Sorry, I just interrupted you and kind of, but it's just like some good news. Rarest brain cancer you can ever get as an adult. She had two surgeries to get the tumor removed. They were successful. The first one, they didn't get it all, but then they had to go in again. During that process, obviously, when you have cancer, they do every test imaginable on you. They found thyroid cancer that was presenting no symptoms and would have killed her had they not found the brain tumor and been going through all that. So after having two brain surgeries, she then went through chemotherapy and got her thyroid, like, thing removed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that insane? Insane. Completely unrelated.
Yeah.
But she beat them. So, at least, you know, it's one person that didn't die.
Yeah.
As fucked up as that sounds.
And cancer sucks.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. I had weird feelings when she was going through, when I found out she had cancer, like, I felt like it was surreal, and I can't even imagine what it would have been like to be her. Like, to be her. Yeah. That's insane.
All right, so moving on from this sad note.
Oh, wait. You guys say one good thing that happened this decade, too.
Okay. So I'll say one good thing that happened this decade.
It can't be the podcast. Use it for everything. Come on.
I ended an 8-year marriage and I feel fucking fantastic.
Hell's fucking yeah.
High five.
You're a divorcee now. How about you?
Put that on my resume.
I would say for me it was being able to have the chance to go live in Honolulu for the year. Trust me, girl, it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Expensive.
Expensive, homeless people.
Yeah.
2 hours to drive 10 miles.
It's that crowded?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, God forbid the president comes, because there's 3 major highways on the island, and all of them get shut down. Like, you're shut down, you can't go anywhere.
You're just like, well, today's a bust.
Pretty much.
Did you get a lot of time spent on the beach, at least?
Surprisingly, not so much, because, you know, the homeless live there.
Oh, really?
And it's kind of like, well, I don't want to be on the beach. Why Hometown Joe is just
taking a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't have, I guess this is kind of a weird question, but do they have like partitioned off parts of the beach for tourists or for people who aren't homeless, or is it all just like a free for all?
It's a free for all, really. Like, if you really don't want to, if you want to go to a beach with like no homeless people, you want to go up to the northern part of the island, because the majority of the homeless people live in Honolulu, like, you know, because that's where the majority of the population is. Yeah,
that's where they have the best chance of getting food and
Every day, 5 o'clock, the main drag, they all line up with their signs on the dot. Like, literally.
And it's just like, it's not like here. It's literally like a line.
Yeah, it's literally like a line, like one right after the other.
Jeez, you never hear about that kind of stuff.
You don't, because they don't promote that.
Yeah, because tourism is probably huge for them, so God forbid they give anything to taint their reputation.
Of course.
The mainland states, you know, the continental U.S., governments will actually give these homeless people one-way tickets to Hawaii to go and be homeless in Hawaii.
What, like, get out of our city and go to Honolulu?
Pretty much, yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God. I have never heard of that. That's insane.
Yes. And it's
insane.
it's ridiculous. And, you know, you'll be walking in broad daylight and some homeless woman's, like, sprawled out in the middle of a park. And it's kind of like...
So it's a real problem there.
Yeah, it really is. And, like, I didn't realize that because I had gone on vacation there. And that's how, you know, I was just like, oh, you know, I might want to live here. So, you know, I applied for a job. I got the job.
Nursing.
Mm-hmm. And then when I moved there,
it was like reality hit.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. This
is not where I vacationed.
And like, I wound up getting attacked by one of the homeless people there. And
oh my God!
Yeah, and I was just waiting for a friend. I was just waiting for a friend.
Were you seriously hurt?
Well, I mean, he hit me with a bag. You know, it's not like my face was.
No, but still, you were assaulted on the street, minding your own business.
I was deathly afraid. So the police show up, and they're like, "Do you want to press charges?" I'm like, "Yeah." Well, then another police officer comes over. He's like, oh, well, that's just Joe. Joe's crazy.
You're like, we can't do anything about Joe. Sorry.
Pretty much. And I was like, oh, okay. So then why did you ask me if I want to press charges
or
not?
You're like, clearly you're not going to pursue it because it's Joe.
Yeah. So, you know, then I moved on from living in Hawaii and I'm now in Texas.
Do you like Texas?
Texas is nice. It's 80 degrees right there now.
Oh, my God. I'm jealous.
Yes. It rarely snows.
What part of Texas are you in?
It's Killeen, Fort Hood. So it's like
central. North, south, east, or west? Or
it's
central?
Central Texas.
Okay.
So it's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's intense, man. I have my cousin's family. My uncle's first wife was from Hawaii. And my cousin is Hawaiian. And so she spends a lot of time in Hawaii to go visit her mom's family and stuff. But.
And they're very racist against white people.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
The indigenous. Well, I guess I'm not really surprised. I'd probably be
the mainlanders.
They call us Howley.
Why?
Howley?
That's their white. It's kind of like their term. Like, you know how cracker.
Yeah.
Hallie's like cracker almost.
That's fine. I wonder why. Is it because we are like always so loud and screechy?
I guess maybe.
Drunk with our margaritas. Oh my god. Hallelujah. I can totally see somebody being like, fucking Hallie.
Bitch, buy me another margarita.
Yeah, everybody's like, goddamn Hallie.
All right, so good conversations. So we're going to move on to talking about the proof between that 2009 and 2019 were basically complete opposites.
I don't know if I buy it, but I'm down to listen to some evidence.
So in 2009, it was cool to be an emo or scene girl. In 2019, it was all about VSCO girls.
Okay. What the fuck is a VSCO girl?
What is that? I don't know what that is.
I have no clue. To me...
Here, let's Urban Dictionary it.
Please. Yes.
Let's Urban Dictionary it while I go along and we'll go back to it.
Well, I was going to say, I was never fully seen or goth, but I feel like I was like, I don't know what. I guess the goths probably hated me because I was like a poser. And I'm sure, like, I feel like that's what they would have looked at me as, but I wasn't a poser. But I mean, I wasn't super really girly, but I also, like, didn't go full goth with all the black, and, like, I didn't shop at Hot Topic, but, like, I had band tees, and I listened to punk rock, and, you know.
Yeah, so you were.
I was sad were and, like, put song lyrics on my AIM status and stuff. Yeah,
you were emo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's definitely. I'm still emotional. If emo is short for emotional, I'm still emo.
Goth, emo, and scene were like all different things. Yeah. So goth was like the all black and the metal head. Yeah, the chains.
God, I feel like on My Favorite Murder, how we have Corrections Corner, we're going to have 16,000 scene, goth, and emo kids message us and be like, first of all.
So here's the Urban Dictionary of a VSCO girl. VSCO girl wears oversized t-shirts or sweatshirt with Nike shorts, has Vans, Crocs, Birks, and wears a shell necklace. She also wears tube tops and jean shorts. She always has a hydro flask. She can't leave home without a scrunchie and her favorite car, a Jeep.
What?
It literally sounds like Beach Barbie.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe like Beach Barbie, a couple drinks in with her tube top and jean shorts. Is there another, like the second top definition?
The second one.
Like, what does it stand for? Does it say?
No, it doesn't say.
I'm going to look that up because I can't, I can't deal with that. VSCO. What does it stand for? Here we go.
So it's pronounced VSCO.
Okay, well, this says Visual Supply Company. That's not. Okay, so this says VSCO girl is a term generally used as an insult for a young, usually white woman who posts trendy pictures of herself edited on the app. Oh, so there's an app called VSCO, and it must be like a filter for Instagram or something. Hold on. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, let's so see. It's an app. Is what like where okay. the it comes okay. from. So I don't know like if it's like an app for maybe it's like one of those Instagram filter apps or something.
Probably.
I don't know. God, listen to us. We sound like we're 80.
So in 2009 we had to carry both our cell phones and our iPod Touch wherever we went. In 2019 we were introduced to the iPhone 11 and people had lots of opinions.
I was poor as shit, so I had an iPod, but I didn't have, like, a real good phone. And I remember, like, if I had my friend Chelsea on this podcast, she would tell you that I was the most annoying friend because she had money, and so she had a fucking sidekick. And every day I'd be like, Chelsea, can I get on MySpace on your sidekick? Can I get on MySpace on your sidekick? And she'd be like, Stacey, I'm talking to so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, sign out so I can sign in my MySpace. Like, just can't. Or can I get on AIM? Like, so-and-so's on AIM, blah, 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 blah. I got so mad.
The smartphone right there.
I actually digged out my old brick iPod.
Oh, the thick one? Like, the iPod video? They're so awesome, like, though.
200 gigs on it. I bought it for my kid.
Probably still works. Perfect.
Yep. Still works. But I don't want to plug it into my computer because I don't want my library to erase.
Yes! That's the worst problem!
Yes!
I feel like there is a way to prevent that from happening, but I do not know how.
I don't either. Maybe we should Google it sometime.
Yeah, agreed.
So in 2009, everyone was fascinated with Lady Gaga. In 2019, it was all about Billie Eilish.
I don't know how much I agree with that. I mean, I don't really remember 2009, to be honest. I remember, like, the general time period, but I don't think I remember. I mean, I liked Lady Gaga. And, you know, I like Billie Eilish, I guess is her name, but Eilish. But I think I know more of her songs than I know that she sings them. So, like, I'm not really good at, like, hearing a song and being like, that's the person that sings that. I'll like a song and we'll never know who sings that. So I probably do like her music. Couldn't tell you if it was her though. Did you hear about the Millie Bobby Brown Billie Eilish and the Drake thing?
Yeah,
like how he is texting another underage girl, like trying to be her mentor. Like, you're not fooling us, fucking Drake.
He's just another R. Kelly.
Like, okay, did you guys see that? I didn't see it. Did you guys watch it?
No, I did not watch it.
I didn't either.
I did not watch it.
I'm a little scared.
In my opinion, if you're going to go after one, you got to go after the other one.
I know.
We can't be playing.
And he's real brazen about it, too. Like, Drake, it just seems like all these girls are like, oh, yeah, he's my BFF, and I'm 13. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, let me just tell you that a 33-year-old man would never want anything from a 13 and or 17-year-old girl. And if it's your mentor, like, you have a fucking agent. Like, go through your fucking agent. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But
so in 2009, TikTok by Kesha was the party anthem all youths were jamming out to.
Fucking right!
In 2019.
And I Love College. Or that might have been 2010.
In 2019, TikTok was the app all the youths were obsessed with.
True that, and I still have not downloaded TikTok. Have you?
Yes.
I want to download it now. I feel like I'd love it.
We all know ISIS is using TikTok, right?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Facial recognition? What are they doing?
They're using TikTok to promote their videos and stuff.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, you haven't read that story?
No!
Yeah, they've been using TikTok to reach out to, like, little kids and brainwash them.
I live in under a fucking rock, I swear to God.
But I do remember TikTok from Kesha, and I just recently went through a whole bunch of, like, CDs at my mom's house. I made so many mixed CDs.
Girl, that was my shit. I had my old car, and I got into a car accident, and I spilt a bunch of shit, so I have all my mixed CDs were, like, ruined, and that was, like, the saddest day of my
life. I have a shit ton of mixed CDs, too.
I have a thing of blank CDs somewhere in this room, and it was, like, my brother's 6 years younger than me, and when I was in high school, he was probably, like, 8 or 10, and he was so proud of himself one year because he picked out my Christmas gift himself, and it was a pack of blank CDs, and it was so cute. And my mom was like, Joey picked out his Christmas gift all by himself, and he's really excited. And it was like one of the best gifts that I got. I was like, fuck yeah, Joey. Like, I still have them on 10 years later.
I have no use for them now.
I know.
My car has no CD
Spotify.
It's just like, now I gotta plug in my phone to Apple CarPlay.
I did listen to a couple of my mix CDs though, like. And I felt like I got transported back. Like, it was tons of May Day Parade on there. Like, lots of, got the curse of curves.
So, I had this little Chevy Cobalt.
Aww.
Right? And I would blare that song almost every day driving back from high school. And I was like, yeah, man, this is my song.
From me,
In 2009, we couldn't stop singing Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God.
In 2019, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
Yep. And real quick before I move on from the last one, when I saw TikTok on the thing, I thought you were going to say in 2009, everyone was obsessed with Vine. And now everyone's obsessed with TikTok because that could be relevant too. Yes. Do you remember Vine? Dude, yes. Vine was the best.
Yeah, and they tried to do that with TikTok, but it just failed.
Yeah, and like Tourette's guy and all the awesome YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Charlie!
In 2009, it was cool to wear Shutter sunglasses, even though you couldn't really see out of them.
Oh my God, yes. Jersey Shore did that.
Yep. In 2019, it was cool to wear tiny sunglasses, even though they really didn't protect your eyes.
Oh, like the ones that are like this?
Yeah, they're really minuscule. They're like...
Yeah.
Like the Matrix one.
Or I'd say the giant ones that like make you look like a fly. that like take up your whole face.
Yeah, I love that. Those are my thing in junior year and senior year.
Yeah, because you have a nice round face with like adorable cheeks. I couldn't get away with it because I'm all chin. So, my face is like narrow and they look so huge. I get jealous of all my friends. Like my friend Krista, her face is like very much like yours, and her smile and her dimples, like you remind me of her a little bit. And she always looks so fucking good in big glasses. Erica looks great in big glasses.
Mm-hmm. In 2009, the craziest moment at the VMAs was Kanye West interrupting Taylor Swift.
Oh, I forgot about that.
In 2019, the craziest moment at the VMAs was Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes nearly kissing.
I don't even know what that is. I mean, I feel like I know who they are, but I couldn't even picture them in my head.
So when they, Camila Cabello is, she was originally from Fifth Harmony, and she left. That was a whole controversy during this whole decade. And Shawn Mendes was officially, or was originally a YouTube star that became a famous singer.
You know who I hope is a YouTube star that becomes a famous singer? Connor Maynard. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh my gosh, I love
him! I know! He's so awesome! You have to listen to Connor Maynard.
Oh my gosh, he does this one cover.
They're amazing. They're all so good.
Oh God, what is that?
I know, I have my favorite song on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of it.
It's so good. It's,
I know. I'm blanking. I can't think of any of them.
I got to look right now. Hold on.
Anyway, you got to listen to Connor Maynard. He's like one of those guys that I feel like you're going to see eventually like make it probably big. Because I've been slowly like seeing more and more of him and stuff. And he's doing like more collaborations and things like that. But he's, yeah, dude, he's awesome. He's great.
So in 2009.
Probably too.
Oh, okay.
You will. You'll think he's hot.
So in 2009, celebrity tweets were all like, shaking my head means, or SMH means shaking my head. In 2019, celebrity tweets looked like, so grateful for the commitment and passion of everyone who voiced their support. The Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles for their recommendation to issue a 120-day reprieve and the courts for issuing a stay.
Okay, so I'm confused. What are you saying? Tweets were like short and sweet and now they're meaningful?
Pretty much.
I was gonna say in 2009 we had a president that wasn't on Twitter. In 2019 we have a president that thinks he runs Twitter. Yeah. Did you figure it out?
Yes, it's called Someone You Loved. It's originally sung by
Louis Capaldi.
Yep. And Connor Maynard did this cover.
I'll have to listen to it when we get off.
You could just feel the emotion.
I don't think I've heard that one by him, and I'm in love with him.
It really helped me get through a
rough time.
Most recent rough time, and, you know, it was...
If you like reggae, there's a girl on YouTube. I don't listen to a ton of her stuff, but her name is Tosh Sultana, I think. Mm-hmm. You might have seen her on YouTube video or like Facebook videos where she's like playing on the street. Okay. But she's got a really great voice too.
Oh, I have listened to stuff by him before.
What, Connor Maynard?
Yeah. I have.
Yeah, his covers I don't know are what good. I don't remember the first thing that I heard by him that I liked, but... For a while there, all Spotify thought I listened. Like, when I listened to my Discover Weekly, which recommends you new music, it was only recommending me covers or anything related to marijuana. And I don't even listen to a lot of, like, I mean, I smoke pot, but I don't listen to a lot of, like, I'm not, like, I mean, I like Sublime and I like reggae, but I'm not, like, all stoned up in my basement, like, hey, man, what's up? Like, it's not like that.
You're not like Willie Nelson?
Yeah, exactly. You listen to my Spotify, you would have thought. It's like all covers and then like any song you can think of that's marijuana related. Like, it was very weird. I was like, okay, Spotify.
So, moving right along.
We never did these, by the way. You went out and got them and we never did them.
All right, then let's do them.
I just feel like Tracy's going to be like, what the fuck?
Well, when she listens to this, she's going to be like, what the fuck, Stacey? Don't say I'm going to say what the fuck, even though I'm saying what the fuck.
It's okay.
Or right. She'll say, this has a lot of profanity.
Oh, she does. She says that. I was about to say, she must not like it when I'm on, because that's like every other word out of my mouth. All right. 10 years ago, what was your biggest life concern, and what is it today?
Ooh, that's a good question. My biggest life concern in 2009, being a senior in high school, was graduating and what I was going to do after high school. Because that was a tough decision for me.
What is it today?
My biggest concern today is making sure that I make my car payment.
Nice! I like it! How about for you?
I would say definitely graduating high school, because at that point in my life, I was not hanging out with the best people. Didn't think my dad actually came to me, I think a couple years ago, said, damn, I'm actually surprised you graduated. I'm like, shit, wasn't that bad?
Like, it was all a haze. I don't quite remember.
So mine was just like graduating high school and figuring out, you know, like what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think today it's just, you know, finishing my degree, you know, because I just want to get it done. And it sucks because, you know, trying to work and go to school and, you know, I don't get much financial aid. So a lot of it comes out of my pocket, mm-hmm. you know, where someone down the street who squanders their life can get a free education.
Yeah. So. Don't even fucking get me started on that.
Yeah.
I feel you, girl.
So, yeah.
When your fucking stepdad makes a bunch of money, but, like, has nothing to do with you, so you don't get financial aid, and then your mom gets divorced from your step. Don't even get me fucking started. I'm like, understand.
Yep, I feel you.
Oh, for me, 10 years ago, honestly, when I was always really academically doing well, and I kind of had a plan for my life, and it didn't really, as far as college and stuff was concerned, and that didn't really fall apart till senior year, but I would say pretty sure I was like dating this guy who I was really serious about, and he was not serious about me. And I was dealing with that. I think I was like, I had a lot of drama my junior year of high school, lots of drama, because my I was friends with a lot of the I wasn't friends with a lot of the girls in my own class. I was friends with a lot of the girls in the class ahead of me, and so that was my best friend's class, and they were graduating, they were seniors. One of my really good friends was my boyfriend at the time's sister, who was like driving me to school all the time. It was just like a little bit of a crazy time, and there's just drama. And I went to an all girls high school, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like that makes a lot more sense about how much drama there was.
I said that's weird during that, and I know people are going to be a little ticked off that I said that during you talking. But the reason why I said that was because I know you now. I didn't know you back then. But now you're like, every time drama starts to unfold, you're like, bye, guys.
Yeah. I'm gone. Like, I'm not about it. Yeah. Well, I was very like, I probably should have been on Prozac like way before 2 years ago. Let's just say that. And I think like when you're young and you're a junior, like I think I was having some severe anxiety issues that I just didn't know was anxiety issues. Yeah. So I think that was probably part of it. A lot of like self-esteem and stuff like that. I just hated high school. It sucked.
Yeah.
But okay. Next question.
If you look at your life over the past 10 years, would you make any changes? If yes, what changes would you make if you could do it all over
again? We're not going there. Yes, I would make changes, but I'm not trying to think about what changes I would make. I feel like that's like, you want to cry?
Over the past 10 years... Would I make any changes? No.
Really?
And the reason why I say that is because I've learned from everything that's happened to me in the past 10 years. And I wouldn't be the person that I am now if the past 10 years didn't happen.
Yeah, that's true.
So, therefore, I will take every single one of those experiences and I'll learn from them and I'll move on and I'll become a better person.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd make some changes over the last 10 years. You know, I tried to help people who didn't want to help themselves.
Yeah.
Put a little too much energy into that. Wasted a lot of time.
Money.
Yeah. Yep. Money, too.
Yep.
Burned some bridges.
Yeah. Friendships. I wish I would have never even started.
You know, I put my family through a lot of shit. I seriously don't know how they didn't involuntarily commit me.
Yeah.
to insane asylum because of the crap I was doing. But like you said, you know, I think some of it shapes us and, you know, how we grow and learn from it. So yeah, there may be some changes, but, you know, I feel if I wouldn't have went through some of that, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, where I'm at today, you know, having moved across halfway across the world, you know, now back.
Supporting yourself.
Yeah.
Like doing the thing.
Yep. You know, one income household and, you know, pushing my way through school. And
not a lot of people would have given up. I mean, not even knowing your story, just knowing exactly what you just said. Like, there's people.
Many.
Like, people. So many people can't even go there. Like, can't get there. The thought of being alone and doing anything alone is too frightening.
Yeah, exactly. And especially in our generation. And I think that's where we sit in a different light, is because of the crazy stuff we went through. Mm-hmm. Not just in the past 10 years, but our life and our existence.
Yeah.
And being alive for 2 decades, almost 3, for myself. And you are a little bit behind me, both of you.
Oh, God.
Not much.
I'm 2 years behind. Oh, my God.
Girl, I'm 27.
No,
I'm about to be 28. You too?
Yeah.
February.
Me too.
Oh,
cool. What day? Leap year. Oh, I'm the 4th.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Yeah, yeah, beginning and the end.
We're all Pisces.
No, I'm Aquarius.
That's
she
right.
She's water signs, Jill.
She's before. Yeah, I forgot.
We still get along, though, according to the astrology.
According to everybody.
According to right now.
I was going to say that. The biggest life lesson I've learned, I'll say that instead of what I've changed. So the biggest life lesson that I've learned is self-forgiveness. And I've had to learn that hard, hard, hard. And I think it's probably, I think, honestly, this is going to sound insane, but learning self-forgiveness for just even stuff that isn't even that big of a deal was harder for me than grieving the loss of my father. Like, it really was. And it's still, like, I feel like I am in a good place with the loss of my dad. It was 6 years ago. I feel like I've still got a long way as far as self-forgiveness is concerned. Just not beating myself up every day about shit.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, I have a famous question in life is, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Mm-hmm. If you would have answered that question 10 years ago, what would have you said? Is your life today what you would have expected it to be? And where do you see yourself in 10 years from now?
God. Oh my gosh. We have 4 minutes to answer this. So I'm going to go first. So where I said I would be in 10 years was I was going to have a house. I was going to have a Lamborghini.
A Lamborghini?
Hey, you got to dream big.
I was going to say. Got some big dreams there, bud.
I was going to be a famous singer, and I was going to be showing my crib on MTV.
You are going to be on Chris.
Where I'm going to be in 10 years from now is, I hope that I can grow our podcast and the fan base and make a career in the visual and the audio arts, where because I've been really into that. If not just a hobby, but I would like to go back to school, and I would like to be a human or a environmental health and safety manager.
I was gonna say, if you do go, I mean, that's, it would be great to be an environmental health and safety manager, but if the environment is your passion, I feel like you could do a lot with that volunteering, and then maybe go back to school for like audio or visual engineering. So that way, like, you do so much of that stuff now, like, you could learn how to do it professionally, and it would help you as far as like getting your foot into the industry.
Yeah.
You know, you could be like, I produce my own podcast. Now I went to school for it. Like, at the very least, you could be like Stephen Ray Morris on My Favorite Murder. He like does the producer and does all the sound work.
Well, for me, when I was young, I thought I was going to be a famous fashion designer, living in New York, designing my own clothes, debuting on Fashion Week. Living in Hoboken.
Traded Hoboken for Honolulu.
Yep, traded Hoboken for Honolulu.
Just a hoe for a how.
Going what I went through, I think where I'm at today, I've really come out on top, you know, being self-sufficient.
Hell yeah.
I'm in a great career right now. you know, I don't have any toxic people in my life as far as, like, my inner circle. Work's a different story. And where I want to be in 10 years, I definitely want to have, you know, my bachelor's in nursing. You know, just continuing with nursing. I love helping people. It's a passion. So.
I love it. I think those are good goals. Okay, so we've got a minute and 30 seconds. I'll do it quick. Thought I was going to be a curator of a museum. I started college as a chemistry major with the full intention of doing art restoration.
That sounds fun.
Got a D in art history in college. Only D I've ever gotten in my academic career since elementary school, and transferred out of chem my first semester into business. So no, my life looks nothing like I thought it would be. My life now looks nothing like I thought it would be 10 years ago. I also thought I would be living in a state. I thought I would have graduated school in Philadelphia. Where I want to be 10 years from now, pretty much the same. Like, I have my dream job. I have a good boyfriend, and I have a house and a puppy. So
he's so adorable, by the way.
All right, so that's all the time we have for this week.
I really like those questions.
I did
we
too.
We maybe we can do a part two next week.
Yeah,
they were good talking points. Yeah. And it's fun thinking about how things have changed.
So thank you, Este.
Thank you.
And if you're free next week.
I'm going to be in Texas.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But
maybe we'll video hang out you in or something.
Yeah, if we can Skype you in or whatever. We can
that would be great. Just let me know.
All right.
All right.
All right. So stay true and stay weird.
Bye.